I'm Nick Spitzer. This is American Roots. In a moment, the old Louisiana Creole music comes to the big city in Clarence Garlow's 1949 Bon Temps Roulé. And then it goes worldwide in the hands of guest Terrence Simeon. But we'll start with an Alan Lomax 1934 field recording, Juré music, a mix of French songs with African-influenced rhythm and vocals. J'ai fait tout le tour du pays and went all around the country, sung by Jimmy Peters on American Roots.
You see me there, well, I ain't no fool. I'm one smart Frenchman, never been to school. Wanna get somewhere in a Creole town? You stop and let me show you your way around. You let the bon temps roule. You let the mule poule. Now don't you be no poule. You let the bon temps roule. I got a Creole girl. Dish, but she's got ways like the old crawfish. She don't do nothing but racing all night. But when it comes to loving, she's a much all right. We let the bon temps roule. We let the mule poule. Now don't you be no poule. We let the bon temps roule. You want to have yourself some real fine fun? Go down in Louisiana and you get you one. You find them cutting cane all down the line. I've got a cotton picker, she's a really fine. We let the bon temps roule. We let the mule poule. Now don't you be no poule. We let the bon temps roule. Country to the Zydeco and let the bon temps roule and let the mule poule. Now don't you be no poule. You let the bon temps roule.
Comment ça va, mes amis? Ça ici, c'est Terrence Simien. Hello, my friends. This is Terrence Simien, and you are listening to American Roots. Allons, à l'écoute.
Dublin, please welcome.
Live from Mexico City, señores y caballeros.
All right, let's give it up, let's give it
Bonjour,
up.
Bonjour, Quebec. Dites bienvenue.
Munich, willkommen.
Live from New York City, all the way from USA, Louisiana.
Terrence Simien et le Vedouco Experience.
Zydeco accordionist and Creole culture advocate Terrence Simien has been a world traveler with his South Louisiana music. Terrence Simien brought country Zydeco to the popular urban New Orleans film The Big Easy in the late 1980s. 20 years later, Terrence's advocacy was responsible for the creation of the Grammy Award category for Best Zydeco or Cajun Album, and he won the Grammy that year for this recording, Terrence Simien and the Zydeco Experience, live worldwide.
Les haricots sont pas enlevés. Les haricots sont pas enlevés.
None of these promotions would have been possible without Terrence's youth and family life in the small Creole community of Mallette, Louisiana.
Well, growing up in Mallette was real simple. It was all about family. It was about church. It was about music. It was about food. And it was about having as much fun as you could between all of that. When I started going out to the dances as a teenager, and I started, you know, really checking out the accordion and really thinking, yeah, you know, I think I might be able to do that, you know, and listening to the melodies and stuff and just looking at the bellow, you know, the in and out and the buttons and all that, you know, it just really made me want to play it. And so my dad bought me one and I taught myself how to play it.
What is it that made you stick with that accordion, which in the big world of America at the time wasn't considered exactly the instrument to go out and make a success on?
Well, it's something that I really became passionate about. You know, I really felt the pride of the history of the music, you know, and I was in the minority at the time, you know. There weren't too many kids my age wanting to play it.
I suppose a lot of people got to know about you when the film The Big Easy came out, and you did at least one traditional Zydeco kind of number there on stage.
I had just started my band in 81, so I was just playing like for 4 years, and you know, I get this call from these guys who was doing a movie, and we did the audition in New Orleans. And usually doing an audition you play one or two songs, but they had us keep on playing, and we played for probably, I would say, almost 2 hours.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, it was a song that I wrote, you know, which had that classic groove to it, and was a scene where people were dancing. They wanted to create that kind of feeling, you know, that was authentic, and that song was the one that fit.
Terrence, you, of course, became also known as a person who received a Grammy, and it went to a recording called Live Worldwide, in which you really emphasize your breadth of relationship to other kinds of music in the world.
Well, I kind of take the same approach that Clifton Chenier took. You know, Clifton Chenier fused this music with so many different things, and he fused the blues, the jazz, the early rock and roll into the music and made it his own. And that's the way I feel about my approach to what I do. It's a fusion of a lot of things.
And Zydeco Boogaloo, it almost sounds like you've got a couple Michael Jackson riffs in.
Yeah, we do. We do. You know, we fuse a little Michael Jackson thing in there, you know, in honor of the King of Pop. If you look at the history of Creole music from the Jure to Amade to Clifton to where it is today, it's always been like that. You know, I always tell people the most traditional thing about our music is that it evolves and it stays connected with today, but it also stays connected with yesterday.
You know, you've been open to all kinds of American music, but you've also loved Mexican-American and Latin music. You did a great tune with David Hidalgo, and you let him sing in Spanish.
Yeah, me and David sung in Spanish together, man, on that one.
The song is Como Viviere, Mi Cholita. How am I going to make it, my little one, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that works in all languages, right?
That's right. Everybody can relate to that.
Como Viviere, Mi Cholita, Como Viviere. Si no bajo boca del cerro, Como Viviere. Como Viviere.
We went to Cuba and did a jam session with some of the great musicians from Cuba, and one of the musicians was a man named Jose Luis Ferrara. And Jose Luis said, you know, I would really, you know, like for you guys to record one of my songs one day. And so we got together with David Hidalgo and my guitar player Jose Alvarez coaching me. I don't speak Spanish. I wish I did, but I'm learning a little bit.
You sing in Spanish, though.
But we singing in Spanish together, me and Dave.
This is American Roots, and we're talking to Terrence Simeon about a lot of things in life, from the homeland and around Mallette, out into the big world. The big world, in a way, came to Southern Louisiana when the Disney company made the film The Princess and the Frog, and you've got a part in that film playing some music. You're there on a song called Gonna Take You There.
Yeah, yeah, it's the first Zydeco song in a Disney film, and I'm really proud to be a part of that, you know.
All right, Lulu, let's get to it, darling. Come on, shout. Just follow the bouncing button. We're gonna take you down, we're gonna take you down, we're gonna take you all the way down. We're gonna take you down, we're gonna take you down, we're gonna take you all the way.
Quite a cooperation, a Disney Zydeco with a French Firefly singing lead, you, David Hidalgo, and the whole thing's written by Randy Newman.
It's almost like a Creole thing, you know? All that stuff from different areas come together and make something nice.
Digging you all the way.
You've also been concerned about how people understand Zydeco and take care of it back home. And you did a record called For Creole Kids with a Z, The History of Zydeco.
That's right. It's an arts and educational program we have, and our goal is to teach the kids here in Louisiana about that music and that culture, the kids that might not know in detail where it come from.
On esclavement, Jordan's Landy, we are slaves, but someday we'll be free. C'est ça, mama, promise me. That's what mama promised me.
I want them to grow up with pride in their culture and in their heritage. You know, it's a, like I said, it's a multicultural, multiracial group of people, the Creoles, you know, just like our country and just like the world. And we teach them about the music, but we also teach them about how when people come together, things just get better.
Now, I noticed on this record you've got the idea that Zydeco, to dance, is from a West African phrase, Zydeco Laga Laga. A lot of people think that Zydeco comes out of the old phrase, Zydeco e pa sale, snap beans with no salt, kind of a barely getting by, you know.
Yeah.
You got your beans, but you don't have your salt. But you've got an explanation that goes into the sources of West African language.
I met this young lady, and she was from the Democratic Republic of the Congo. She said, you know, the word for your music sounds like a word that we have, Zydeco Laga Laga. And I said, what that means? It means to dance. And in Mali, we used to call a dance a lala. And people around the St. Martinville area would call a dance a Zydeco. And you put Zydeco and lala together, and Zydeco Laga Laga, and they all mean dance, you know, something about dance. So it's possible that maybe that's where it come from, but nobody will ever really know.
All these things can fit together, it seems to me.
Yeah, I think so, you know, I think so.
Terrence, why don't we go out on one of your good old time two steps and say goodbye to all these good folks? All right, man, take it easy.
Thank you so much, Nick, man. Bye-bye.
Two-stepping locally and globally with Terrence Simeon, spreading the words and music of South Louisiana Creole folks à la mode chez lui, his way. We'll be back with a New Orleans native singing a Mardi Gras Indian song, and then Elvis himself in the French Quarter as King Creole when American Roots returns.